Blog Talk Radio.
Turning. I mean, like, a major difference in, like, 3 days. Like, holy smokes. And time is so weird anyways. When you're living in the moment, and that could be the difference for me, just living in the moment. It's like, wow. It's surreal, I think, sometimes. So hello, everybody, and as I said, happy Thursday. The title is Who and What I Am is Divine, and we need to know that. We need to embrace that. We need to breathe that in and understand that we are a part of the world, but not of it. And the more that you allow yourself to breathe that in, the more you allow yourself to be a part of the universal flow, which means not resisting what is and not judging what is as bad or good. That's tricky. That's a tricky one, because ego always wants to jump up and make everything, oh my God, this is terrible, this is horrible, let's be in fear. And really, bad and horrible aren't, it's anything. Energy is not bad and energy is not good, it just is. It may vibrate at a higher frequency or a lower frequency, and you draw to you that frequency. But it is not bad or good, as so many of us would proclaim. Oh my God, the energy in here is horrible. I just can't stand it. I feel that way about the local Walmart. Well, I probably would feel that way about all the Walmarts, but so I don't go in there. But it is a lower frequency, and it makes me uncomfortable, and, you know, that type of thing. But take a deep breath and allow yourself to relax. the universe has got your back. And I had a few aha moments recently that I wanted to share with you. Understanding, see, here we go, who and what I am is divine. And even sometimes we don't know that to the very core of our being, but the universe knows that. And I think that there's a wisdom that the universe has that guides us even when we don't even realize we're being guided. And that's the interesting part. This life is fascinating. This life is an adventure. And we need to look at it as the adventure that it is. And sometimes we have a tendency, well, most of the time, we have a tendency to take life too seriously. And the events of this week, so many of the events this week have been so disturbing. And our heart goes out to those who lost loved ones. It's almost like it's a cold, cruel world. But we could say, Donald Trump is a individual who, on one level, he is bringing out. It's almost like he's doing God's work. He's bringing out the inner ego in so many people, giving people permission to say exactly how they feel, even though it's being controlled by ego. And it's like taking the lid off Pandora's box. And we've got Pandora's box. And we've got, you know, the line that has been drawn in the sand. And you have to decide what side of that line you're going to be on. And this is the kind of stuff that brings to us, right from the heart center, the issues that we need to deal with. The issues we need to deal with. Are you angry? Are you full of hate? Are you, you know, are you prejudiced, racist, whatever it is? Where are you now? You are a divine being, but most divine, and that's everybody. We're all spiritual beings encapsulated in a physical body, but certainly held captive by the ego, because that's what the world teaches. And it's really hard to unlearn that stuff. It's really hard to unlearn prejudice, or it's really hard to unlearn hatred. But let me share with you an aha moment I had. My husband came home to let me know that somebody he knows was getting their thyroid taken out. And I'm not really sure why that was, but it reminded me of what happened to me years ago, before I was this, person. I actually had health insurance, and I had gone through infertility testing and drugs. They found out I couldn't have children, so I was going to go for the infertility surgery where they super ovulate you and harvest your eggs, mix it with the sperm, place it back inside. And I went through all that twice. Very expensive. Did not work, but a massive amount of drugs, all in all. Well, years later, that was the late 80s. Years later, after I had already had adopted my daughter, I remember finding a growth on my thyroid. It's like I had this growth on the thyroid. It looked like about the size of a golf ball. And the first doctor, since I had insurance, because I was still working for corporate America, And that was the last time I had insurance. I don't do it anymore. But I went to the doctor, and the local doctor here said, we need to do a comb biopsy on that. We may need to take your thyroid out. I'm giving you this in a nutshell. We may need to take your thyroid out and put you on synthetic thyroid medication for the rest of your life. He explained to me then what a comb biopsy was, and went on to explain, you know, life without a thyroid. Oh, anyways. And I went home. I had to think about that, and it's like, I don't want anybody cutting on me. Heck no. One of the reasons was I had already gone through surgery. I write about this in my book, this part of it. I had already gone through surgery for, you know, pregnancy, trying to get pregnant. And I remember the angels telling me, you will never have to go under the knife again. I remember that promise. You will never have to go under the knife again. So when the doctor told me, oh, yeah, baby, we're going to, you know, we can slice that sucker right out of there and, you know, put you on an artificial medication for the rest of your life. It's like, no, I don't think that's supposed to happen. But, you know, your doctor tells you these things, and the ego pops up, and it's like, oh, my gosh, maybe you should do this. Anyways, I'm stretching this out, but let me do this. I went back, and the doctor that was there wasn't the doctor I had originally seen. He was gone for whatever reason, and I was seeing another doctor. And all of a sudden, like, he had angel wings. He said, my wife went through this infertility stuff also, and she got a growth on her thyroid. And he said, if it's not bothering you, he said, I wouldn't worry about it. I said, okay, and I walked, seriously, I said, okay. I walked out of the doctor's office, and I never thought about it again. And over the years, looking back now, and hindsight being what it is, duh, you have a growth on your thyroid. It's a goiter. A goiter means you are low on iodine. Your thyroid expands to try to draw more iodine out of the blood and everything else. I don't know why the doctor didn't know that. I don't know why nobody told me that. And thus and therefore just solidifies the fact that doctors don't know all that much anyways. However, I went to the chiropractor yesterday, told him the story, and goes, well, you needed iodine. It's like, yeah, right. Right? Anyway, I drove home. You know, and I just made a determination to leave it alone. And it's funny because my husband said, I thought you were the bravest person I knew, that you weren't going to do anything about that. And, okay, what if I had decided to follow the doctor's advice? Well, let's get a comb biopsy and let's get this thing taken out or whatever. What if I had? It would. I have talked to people who don't have a thyroid. It is not fun. And the point I'm trying to make is, I was watched over that day. The angels obviously said, you got other shit to do, girl. So we're not taking out your thyroid in this lifetime. And they sent me a doctor, and that was my. I was satisfied with that. And walked out that office and, you know, never looked back. Not everybody does that. Every decision that we make, every decision that we make leads us on another path. Everything that we do sends out energy. Every decision, it's like looking at, here's where I stand, and there are a thousand other roads as you're going forward that you can take depending on what decision you decide to make today. And it takes you on a path. I chose that day not to have the surgery. And trust me, I have seen, I had a dream. I've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. I had a dream one time. You know those kind of dreams that you get that obviously you think are like prophecy? They are so friggin' clear. And it's like, oh my gosh. Well, I woke up from a dream. I was in a wheelchair. I had no hair. Okay. IV in my arm. My family was with me. I had cancer. And I was angry at myself for getting chemotherapy. I remember that. And I woke up with that and I said, okay, angels, what is this about? And the angel said to me, this is a glimpse of another dimension for you. This is a glimpse of what would have happened if you had not made the decision to be healthy and strong, to eat well, to take my supplements, all those things. It was a glimpse of another dimension where that decision was not made. And I got a glimpse. Every decision we make puts us on another path. Now, we are divine beings. Everything is energy. Everything that emanates from us is energy. Your energy may be angry, it may be happy, it may be sad, it may be depressed, it may be joyful. Whatever it is, everything is energy, including your emotions. And when we make a decision based on fear or anger, we are actually leading ourselves on a journey created by fear and anger. Can you understand that? Because at any given moment, you can make a choice away from fear and move that choice into love. What would love have me do? What would love have me do? So this weekend, I went to see my friend. I get to stay with my BFF when I'm down in Phoenix. And we had Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday was the psychic fair, which was way fun. I was very, very busy. It was a complete and total blessing. And, you know, I get to play dress-up, so I always enjoy that. I parked in her driveway in her Phoenix neighborhood. I took everything out of the car, at least I thought I did, and I didn't lock it. I don't have to worry about that where I live. It's weird. Well, and I've been parking in her driveway not locking things for years. Well, those of you who live in the city are going, oh, my God, how could you be so stupid? Yeah, well, you know, somebody went through my car and they actually found things, evidently. I thought there was nothing in there. You know, they took things like, my owner's manual. Okay. There's a DVD player in the car. Yeah, I know. They took the headphones. Oh, they took one of my favorite pairs of shoes. I had a pair of shoes in a box. $40 shoes. I mean, I have $100 pair of shoes. My $40 shoes, which is also strange. And I had a choice in that moment. You know, thinking about it, it's like, wow. I'm not really sure what the lesson is, but I couldn't muster up anger. I'm not an angry person in that respect. You know, somebody treads into my territory or treads into my energetic space, there has to be a reason for that. Well, I'll always lock my car now. And I always lock my car at the airport. I always lock my car, you know, in the shopping center. It's not like I'm careless. It was her driveway. Anyways. You always have a choice between living in fear or living in love. And the interesting thing, I told my friend When we were driving, I said, am I supposed to now live my life in fear? Am I supposed to now be afraid that somebody's going to step into my space and violate, you know, somehow steal something from me, blah, 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 blah? Is this the reaction I'm supposed to have now to somebody who breaks into my car? Am I supposed to be angry at this person? Oh, I forgot to tell you. Prescription sunglasses, Coach. Yeah, I know. And it's not like I'm a Coach fan. I really don't like all the designer stuff. However, they were the coolest sunglasses there. And I had to get a prescription, and they were worth about $500. Somebody has a pair of prescription sunglasses that they're never going to be able to wear, and a size 10 pair of shoes that were my faves, one of my many faves. And I did report it to the sheriff because, and you know who said this? My husband. He says, you need to just report it to the sheriff's office. I mean, the universe could bring it back to you. They may catch this guy, and it's all in his car, and you can get your shoes and sunglasses and stuff back. And it's like, yes. And he said, stranger things have happened. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is this is life. We experience things in life. I drew this to me somehow, and I will lock my car in Barb's driveway. But I also drew to me an opportunity, instead of being fearful or angry at somebody who violated or stepped into my space, I chose to forgive and bless. If a person needs, oh, my mailbox key. Weird, huh? Anyways, it's an itty-bitty little key. It's not like they can get in my mailbox. Anyway, forgiveness. What else are you going to do? Am I going to remain angry? Am I going to remain fearful? I don't think so. Why would I want to live my life that way? Why would I want to live my life in fear? The car was not damaged. They just wanted stuff. I'm going to look on eBay, see if my shoes are on there in a size 10. And our choices are always there in any given moment. What do I, I had flashes of anger. I'm not some saint, okay. But this is what I chose to do. I can't claim it on my insurance. I have, my deductible's too high. We're going to go next weekend down to Phoenix. I'm going to go down to Phoenix and get new sunglasses, prescriptions. But what's our choice here? You can choose fear, you can choose anger, or you can choose love. This is what's out there. This is what's out in our society. What are we going to do with it? When I think of the individual, it used to happen in my store too. Somebody would say to me, I think somebody shoplifted a book or something. It's like, really? They need the book that bad? And my friend and I were saying, maybe they took a book. Hopefully they took a book. If they need the book that bad, I bless them for it. I probably would have given it to them if they wanted it. A person does this and they have needs. They have needs. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe they're, you know, doing anything they can to get money. I don't know what the situation is. I don't need to know. I need to bless the situation and let it go. Bless that person and let them go. And hopefully get my shoes and prescription sunglasses back. It's an interesting scenario. This is life. And life is always sending us things, throwing us curves. Because blessings come in many forms. I'm not quite sure what the blessing is in this, but I refuse to live in a world where I am always afraid and angry. I did that already. I did that already. First two-thirds of my life. I write about that in my book. And I encourage you to take a look at things. This is a world where people are choosing ego over spirit 1,000 times. a thousand times a thousand, actually. And what are you doing? What's your choice? You are really at the core of your being a divine individual. And that's what your worldly experience is. That's your purpose in life, is to discover that. Discover the core within you that makes you a divine individual. Don't you find that fascinating? Everybody's going, oh my God, what is the meaning of life? The meaning of life is understanding who you really are. The meaning of life is that the ego creates the physical world, which is what we see. But spirit can override the physical world in a multitude of different ways. So I always tell people, make a list of what it is you want. Not based on what you think you can have. It is amazing to me. We are so ingrained. We are so ingrained in looking at the world through the physical eyes. It's understandable. It's what we're taught from the time we are born. It wasn't always that way, but ego took over, as ego seems to do. It is ego that keeps you in fear, and it is ego that keeps you angry. And maybe I was more angry at myself than angry at the person who broke into my car. And he didn't really break in, he just opened the door. I had just grabbed the box of shoes. That's okay, it'll all come back to me. As the affirmation says, nobody can take what is rightfully yours. It'll all come back to me somehow, some way. It'll all be replaced. It'll all come back to me. It's the way the universe works. And it's just money. Money is energy. I'm going to go get some new sunglasses. Hopefully not $500 worth, but they fit real nice. So what's your story today? Where are you at? Can you embrace the fact, the spiritual fact, that you are divine, that you are a spiritual being in a physical body, experiencing life on earth? The universe, God, source gets to know themselves through you. What are you buying into at this moment? Are you buying into victim mode? Are you buying into fear, or are you choosing love? Love is where miracles come from. Just because I don't understand, and my friend said to me, she said, you're most likely not going to understand why this happened. And I said, yeah, but at the moment, ego is asking all these questions. Why did this happen? Well, you know, you go a few days later and, you know, you're blessing, you're forgiving everything, and you realize that all is well in the world. And you think, well, I may never know. I may never know why. Or maybe, just maybe, that person took my business card, because I had a ton of them. And we were getting ready for the show. You know, he didn't. Maybe he took my business card. Maybe he took my book. Maybe it made an impact. I don't know. But it's okay, because the universe will replace all that stuff. Because that's how the universe works. What is your choice today? Being a divine being. Let's act divine. Okie dokie. I got a lot of callers today, which is kind of cool. Thank you all. And I'm going to be in Addison, Texas for the Healing Expo. Those of you who are from that area, you probably know the Healing Expo. I have a talk that is free, and then I have a talk that on Sunday night after the expo. that is Open Your Psychic Ability with the Angels. So I'm tickled pink. I get to play dress up, and I get to do what I love. And I'll be doing readings all weekend. And then in November, the first weekend of November, I'm back in Louisville, Texas. And then the first weekend of December, I'm back in Spring, Texas. We're going to try it for the first, even though I know everybody's focused on the holidays, I feel really good about it. People wanted me to come back sooner, so it's like, okay. The universe opened up that door. So let's move on to the callers. And let me just say this. If you have called in the last 30 days and asked a question, oh, I never say this right, wait 30 days before you ask another question. The reason is you are an empowered individual. You don't need me to tell you what's going on. Angels, what's going on? And you'll get an answer. Sometimes it's good to have clarity, but don't depend on me or anybody else who's out there doing readings or whatever else is going on, happening there. So, and I need your name and where you're calling from, not because of any other reason, but I would like to have it. Okay, the one holding the law. Oh, I got a couple of 520s today, but this is 520. You are the first caller in. You've been holding about 32. Oops. I'm clicking on you, 520, and the next number is a 3. So, hi there, 520.
Hi, Linda. How are you? It's Sandra and Solo.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's happening, girl?
Just busy with work and Matthew.
Did you have a question today? Or you're
just
listening in?
Well, I just wanted to see what the angels had to say.
The angels have to say, you are getting rid of, there's debris coming off of you like crazy.
Okay.
Yes. There was this shell, this dark gray shell of protection around you. And that dark gray shell, because of what you have done, is cracking. And being released out of your aura. And it's a visual that I have, but it is more of a energy that you are doing, that you are also choosing not to live your life in fear or anger at someone. So you're moving forward, and what's happening to you is you're rising up in frequency. And don't forget that when you rise up in frequency, oftentimes there's emotions connected to that. So don't try and stuff the emotions. Allow yourself to release the emotions and bless the situation. Always, always, always bless the situation, because you are being guided step by step, and just follow your heart. Don't let people discourage you. Just follow your heart. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
And your energy has changed. So people are going to react to you differently. That always happens too. People don't know how to take it when somebody gets happier or stronger or more powerful, which all those things happen when you do the kind of changes that you're doing. Don't let them discourage you, and you don't even have to tell them what you're doing unless they specifically ask. As a matter of fact, it's probably better.
Right.
And other than that, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Just hold the picture in your head of what you want. It is being created. Do you understand?
Yep.
All right, girlfriend, you're doing fine. Hey, I got a hit about twice. You need to make sure you're drinking plenty of water.
Okay. Oh, can I ask you really quick, what kind of water do you use in your Vitalizer? I just purchased one.
I'm pretty lucky because I live out in Sky High Retreat, and we have our own water company that has no you can get a filter to put on your faucet or buy buy the big jugs of just you can even get distilled if you want, because the Vitalizer will mineralize it and alkali it.
Okay, so would that be the best one, the distilled?
Probably. I'm not sure where you live or if it's – I know there's a couple of water companies up here, but Sky High Retreat has their own, and we don't even put chlorine in ours. There's no extra fluoride. If you drink your tap water and it tastes like crap, most likely they've added all that junk in there. Maybe that's why the angel said you need to drink more water. Yeah, you know, you can get distilled water really, really cheap per gallon, you know, and that will – the Vitalizer will put the minerals back in, and it'll keep make the water very valuable to your body. And, by the way, since you got the Vitalizer Plus, follow the directions. Start with it's 7 minutes, I believe, because more is not always better in this case. When I got it years and years and years ago, I jumped into the 28-minute because more is always better.
That's right.
For an addictive personality. And I broke out in a rash. It got it jumped me right into detox. So follow what it says, especially since you're probably going to increase your water intake anyways with this. Got it, girl?
Okay. I don't know if it says in there. Do you need to keep the water covered after you blend it until you drink it next, or is it just open?
I don't.
What do you do?
I have a jug on my counter. Once you blend it, I get it out of there. You don't want it sitting in your in that little disc that's on the bottom.
It
doesn't hurt it, but they tell you to take the water out, and I just put it in the jug. But I drink 96 ounces of water a day, which is about probably a jug or a little bit more. So it doesn't sit on my counter very long. See what I mean?
Okay, but you just leave it open.
Yeah, I do. You can
also
refrigerate it, they say, and it stays good there, too, for about a week, I think they said. So
yeah.
Good job.
Okay.
Good to go. All right, sweetie.
Awesome.
Take care.
All right, thank you so much. Have
bye-bye.
A good one. Bye.
Vitalizer Plus information's on my website. It actually oxygenates the water and raises the pH. Oh, it could be raises the pH to 8 point something or 9 point something. I don't remember. I just spin mine every day. I haven't, like I said, I haven't been blessed and be in an area that we have really good water. 860, you're on. Hi.
How are you?
Good, good, good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Amla from Connecticut.
Hi there, my dear. How are things in Connecticut? Have you been hit with fall also? Leaves are changing?
That's the problem. We have drought. We're 8 inches behind with water naturally. Yeah, and so this year I think the foliage isn't going to be that great. I mean, today it's 85 degrees. That's unheard of. The first
Are
day of
you
fall.
Kidding?
Yes. It's 85
oh
degrees.
My.
And then you know, it's New England. Then you got to wait a minute, and then the weather changes. And then this weekend it's in the 60s. So it's really weird.
Yeah. It was 80 degrees on Monday. I'm at 7,000 elevation. It was 80 degrees on Monday. And then tomorrow it's supposed to be like 60. So like you said, yes. Mother Earth is just pissed at that people can't see climate change, that they're not taking care of it better.
I know.
It breaks my heart. I don't want to go off on that tangent, but it whips me into a frenzy.
It is. Our Christmas trees, the Christmas tree farms, they're all like, they're suffering.
Lord. We couldn't even get tomatoes ripen this summer. It was the weirdest thing. Couldn't get our zucchini crop going. And those are the two things we can usually grow. People, if you don't know, there's climate change. There is climate change. But let us move on, my dear. What question do you have for your angels?
Well, I'm going through a lot of changes, and I know my frequency is definitely heightening, and so I'm wondering So I'm wondering what the angels see for the fall season, the next few months for me. Any highlights? Anything I should be aware of?
Well, your focus on what it is that you want, because that's what's being created behind the scenes. Fall is always about harvest, and this is your harvest. You're going to there's going to be some changes coming into your life, and I like to it is visualized as cracks in our foundation, and the universe does not do things the way we think the universe should do things. However, that's why it is so important to believe, trust, attach. That's why it's so important for love instead of fear. And what they are literally doing is bringing to you what it is that you want. What the angels are looking at, what they want you to know, is be in the moment. Just have fun.
Okay.
Your time of learning is about over. You've got this.
Okay.
And you don't need to take classes, you don't need to get readings, you don't need to, you know, it's like, now just understand you've got this. And the journey now is about being in present moment, listening to your physical body, nourishing that, taking the walks, body movement, very important, drinking plenty of water, and just saying, thank you for my good fortune. Gratitude, 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 gratitude.
Gratitude.
That's what the universe is working on to bring you what you want. Make sense?
So an added thing is that I want to be in a committed partnership. So is that just go hand in hand, right? So I'm being in the moment, as you say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So when do you think that happens?
I don't know. Say that last part again.
Do I know him already, or is he new? Is it completely
new? We're not telling you any of that. Are you kidding?
No.
Are you? What do you think faith is about?
I know.
Here's the thing. I would recommend, honey. Listen to me very carefully.
Sure.
You're in a new frequency now. I would recommend for you, go on to Amazon or go on to my website and get my book, Love, the Mystery of Happily Ever After. It's actually cheaper on Amazon. But if you get it from me, I do sign it. But it's called Love, the Mystery of Happily Ever After. It's going to give you a blow-by-blow instruction on how to manifest correctly in regards to this and how to bring out the goddess and make sure that you're on the right track. So you're going to love it because it's going to put it all in a nutshell, and it has everything in there that you need. So it's a $7 book, 12, and hardly make any money on it because I send it priority. I keep thinking I need to do something else, but it's like, if you're going to do this, you want it right away. But I do believe it's on Amazon Kindle, and it's on Amazon too, and so you can get it buy it through Amazon or Amazon Kindle. Anyways, darling, you are on the right track. Quit trying to figure out the future. Listen carefully. Do not try to plan the future. Just see the end result and enjoy the moment.
Yes.
Enjoy the moment, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, girlfriend. Good job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love it when people say, is this the one? No, we're not telling you that. We're not telling you that. The reason, you could probably go to somebody who does cards. They'll tell you anything you want to know. And whether it's right or not, but if we tell you, it's the one, you're going to act differently. If we tell you, it's not the one, you're going to act differently. What you need to do is experience in the moment energy. Just have fun with it. Be in the moment. Okay. Okay, here we go. 520 with the 6520. You're in Arizona too. Hi there.
Hello.
What's your name and where? And I know you're in Arizona, so what's your name, dear?
My name is Marie.
Hello, Marie. What's your question for the angels today?
Actually, I don't have a specific question. Just, I mean, I'll take whatever they have to give me this morning. That's just,
well, it
picky.
Feels... You're not picky?
No.
It feels to me like it's you've been going... I see a road, and it's been quite a journey for you. You have had to let go of a lot of stuff. The spiritual journey that you have been on, it almost feels like you're a little bit shell-shocked and maybe pretty proud of yourself at all that you have accomplished. And in all actuality, you get a high five and an atta girl from the angels. And
wow,
it is,
thank you.
Even though fall is always about a time of harvest of the work that you have done, it is also time for you to relax. It is time for you to take a breath. It is time for you to, and it's not necessarily about meditating, studying. Please let go of the studying, the reading, the stuff like that. It is about taking a deep breath, contemplating your existence, and allowing yourself to be proud of yourself, to understand that your journey has made you a unique and extraordinary individual. I need you to be able to look in the mirror and see yourself for who you really are, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and say, I am amazing. And I am the goddess. Because you are. You are amazing. And the more you can embrace that, the more the power that is within you, that restlessness in your solar plexus chakra is going to be released. Goddess gets released, and you get to go, you know, it wasn't like every decision you made seemed right, but every decision you made the best decision that you could under the circumstances. So that makes it all divine. Do you understand?
Right. Yes, I do.
Forgiveness of self, loving of self, nurturing of self, body movement, being in present moment, very, very important right now for you. Okay? The guidance you are looking for is coming. Nice job, my dear, by the way. Like I said, high five at a girl.
Thank
angels
you.
Are on your side. Take care. Good job. You people are doing stuff. You are so amazing. And they have not put my... Okay, hold on. They have not put my... those. I try to go with the one who's held the longest. They haven't put them in order. Go figure. On my switchboard. Anyways, 831. 831, you've been holding the longest. Hello there. 831.
Hello there. Hello.
Hi.
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from beautiful Monterey Bay, California.
Oh, girlfriend, you lucky duck. Good for you. Good for you. Oh,
I'm in
goodness.
My vibration here.
Oh, by the ocean is my soul. I don't know. I'm not manifesting to live near the ocean, but I do manifest vacations near the ocean, which is good. Because I live in a real good area that does nourish my soul. But the ocean, yeah, you got this. You got this. What's the question for the angels, my dear?
Well, I am harvesting. I am currently, I do what I call the spiritual seasonal detox. And
girl.
I'm cleaning
go,
the house from head to toe, room to room. I think my husband's barricaded the garage. Oh, he knows it's coming.
Yes. My husband has a man cave. I don't even tread in there. And a garage. So.
I have a 6x6 area, and he's like, that's yours. You don't touch anything else.
Oh, that's great. I love
like
it.
To play
love
with
it.
The
Good
toys,
job, girl.
Too.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, we are so blessed. We are very blessed, and we are talking about more blessings, and I'm manifesting, and I'm looking at financials and more children. Do you see angels? Hello? Haven't heard you lately.
Well, honey,
what do I need to do?
Honey, you just need to see the manifestation of that. Talk to the souls of the children that are around you. They're already around you. That's why you're feeling compelled. Nothing that you truly desire will be held from you. That's just the way it is. And the sooner you jump into that frequency of I can have anything I want, which you are there, but like I said, every now and then the physical world says, you know what happens with me, and it probably happens with you, because I, too, feel so blessed. Everything I ask for, I get. And sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night or the ego pops up and says, what if you're wrong? What if this is true? And
that happened last weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yes. And I said that to my husband. I said, sometimes I get that, and then I have to stop myself and say, but everything I ask for, I get. And it manifests for us. And I live this really happy, blissful life. So that was just ego that pops up every now and again. Anything you truly desire, don't tell the universe how, as you know, but don't allow the ego to creep in with that. But just see the end result and say thank you. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Thank you for what I have. Thank you for, you know, creating this, and this. And just go with it. This is how powerful you are. And on a physical plane, it's hard to believe, but I got to tell you, you've already manifested so much, so much. And just say thank you, thank you, thank you. That's it, girl. You got it.
You're in it.
And do connect with those children that are around you. There may be certain requirements they want from you in the way of diet or exercise or whatever. And say, okay, come when you're ready, and you get ready too, you know. And that's it. They always show up. That's why you have the desire. It is so funny,
too, because
I knew I wanted a kid. Through all those years of infertility, I knew it, and it was like a compulsion. Knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have been so crazy. But we did adopt my daughter. And then once I got her, it's like, okay, I'm done. And it's like, I don't want any children ever again. I did my thing. And I love my daughter, don't get me wrong, but she was a pain in the butt. Whew. But
I have one of those too.
Yeah. But when that pops up, the universe will create a way for you to do that, and that means that they're hanging around you, going, "Hey, I wanna show up." So there you have it. So it's all divine, as everything always is. So you enjoy, my dear, and take care of you, and just be in the moment. Just be in the moment. That's where the download is. That's where the power is. That's where the information is. And you've got this. You've got this.
I love your guidance. Thank you for being confirmation.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for thanking me. You just validated my purpose, girlfriend. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's like validates my purpose. I mean that. You all do. You validate my purpose. Okay, where am I going here? 303, you've been holding the longest. 303, you're on the air. Hello there. Hello? Ah, listening elsewhere. Okay. Okay. We'll go to, hold on here, hold on. 32, I got it. Okay, 480, that's also Arizona. 480, you're on the air. Hello there. Hello? Oh, I hear you. 480? Maybe can't answer. Or if you're having trouble, you may want to call back. Okay. Next is, I hope it's not me. I always think, have I hit a button somewhere? I got those. Where am I going? Oh, I know, guys. I'm so sorry. There's a bunch of you. I think the next is 813. I think I already got that at the beginning. And 678. 678, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, this is Cyril in Georgia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to get any messages the angels want to pass to me.
Well, I got to tell you, you have risen in frequency. Your aura is clear, clearer than it's been. You've been doing your own personal work. And your prayers are working. Your connection is getting clearer. You know, stay in that present moment. Allow that amazing psychic ability of yours to keep you on track. Follow your heart, my friend. Follow your heart. You get a high five and an attaboy from the angels for the work that you have done. Now, there may be, I know you own a business. Is that right?
No.
Hello?
I work for somebody.
You work for somebody?
For a company.
For a company. Okay.
Yes.
I see you owning a business. Okay. Some competition may be coming in, but don't let that discourage you because there really is no such thing as competition. You're going to be moving up. Or moving out and into your own business or something. I don't know if you've been manifesting your own business or anything along those lines. But
well, I've been thinking of going into a business.
You have been?
I've been thinking of going into a business.
Yes. I want you to know that your thoughts are creating. So refine your thoughts. And the angels keep bringing up competition. So don't allow competition or what you think is competition to get in the way. So you're either going to be moving up to where you're in where you're at or creating something else. But don't rush into anything. Just say yes to the universe. If you've been thinking about, you know, another business or whatever, Just say yes to the universe and allow the universe, once you say yes, then they create the path that is paved with gold. And then just say thank you, thank you, thank you for everything I have. Gratitude, very important. It is the time of harvest. Harvest is always about looking at what we have done and what the universe has helped us create through our own power and connection to the universe. So we always want to bring out gratitude. The more gratitude, the faster you're going to move forward to where you want to go. So just keep that in mind, my friend. And like I said, high five and an attaboy. Good job, good job, good job.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to make sure I get everybody here who's been holding. I got a new one at the end here, but I want to make sure I'm getting 813, I think I got you, didn't I, 813?
No, you didn't.
No? I bypassed
no.
you? Well,
yes.
Girlfriend, there you are.
Hi, my name is Nicole.
And hi,
I'm
Nicole.
From Indiana.
Where are you calling from, honey?
Indiana.
Okay, okay. What's your question?
Yes, I have been doing a lot of manifesting and a lot of work this year, and I was just wondering what you see for me, what messages the angels have for me.
Well, once again, your manifesting is being created, and it is up to you to hold the energy of gratitude. Remember, I just explained that. Thank
mm-hmm.
the universe for where you are at. And then thank
mm-hmm.
the universe for what they're creating and feel the joy of that. This is
okay.
the our superpower. Our human superpower comes in that. And let's step out of doing the work. Let's
mm-hmm.
step into having the joy. And
okay.
once you say to the universe, hey, here's what I truly want, and then visualize it in your mind, then you connect that with, you don't want to continue to connect it with, okay, angels, please create this, or the constant prayer of please, 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 because
uh-huh.
when you do that, you're doing that because you don't believe the universe is going to create it. And you think you have to keep begging the God, the source, or whatever to do this for you. All you have to do is, as I said before, say yes to the universe. And say, here's what I want, and then visualize it. And every time you visualize it, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it is always being created behind the scenes. You have to
uh-huh.
be in present moment to get instruction. There is instruction to prepare you for moving forward. I don't have those instructions. Those instructions will be given to you. But I do have this. Every day you need to just have fun. Every day you need to let go of the worry or fear or anything connected to change, because change is going to come into your life. And the angels can only bring you what you are willing and open to receive. So don't
mm-hmm.
tell the universe how. Just say yes and thank you. Yes and thank you. And feel the joy.
Okay.
Feel
okay.
the joy. No stress. The path will not show up in the manner you think it would, should, or could. That's where we get stuck as humans. Stay in the
okay.
spiritual energy, because it happens differently, and it happens in a manner that we would never be able to figure out, and that is the blessing of having the universal flow. Go with the flow. Even if it doesn't seem like this doesn't make sense to me, just go with that flow and say, okay, angels, you take care of it. Let me know if I'm supposed to do something. Got that, honey?
Okay.
This is part of this. This is part of the journey you're on. And as you get this, and as you let go of ego more and more, you rise up in frequency. And it gets easier and easier every time, till one day you will also go, everything I ask for, I get, and it shows up really fast. Got it?
Yes.
All right, sweetie, you take care. Thanks for holding so long.
Oh, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet. Okay, 401. 401, did I talk to you?
Oh,
wait a minute.
No, you haven't.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Who am I talking to?
My name is Carrie. I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Carrie in Rhode Island. Okay. Whew. Hey, good things for you. You got this, girl. Good energy.
Okay.
Good energy, Carrie in Rhode Island. We could go have coffee. You know, it would just be fun. So what's your question for the angels today, my dear? Love your energy.
I don't know if I have a specific question per se. I was open to any messages you may have. I do have quite a few around me. Sometimes I'm better able to discern what they're conveying than others. Right now there's sort of a lot going on for, you know, positive things and changes in my life. But of course, every change is different. So I was just hoping to get any kind of messages you may have.
You know, there's a shift taking place. A lot of it's being downloaded while you sleep, too. And just because sometimes there's a buzzing in your ear, or sometimes you feel like you're supposed to know something and you don't, oftentimes that's due to downloading that they're doing. It is, and if you can't figure it out, it isn't necessary. You're not supposed to have the information at this moment.
I do feel my ears pop a lot for no reason.
Yes. Well, you're rising into a higher frequency. That causes a lot of changes physically. So the loss of time, the vivid dreams, or things even that you can't remember. The funny thing is, I exercise every morning, and I do a 10-minute intensive on my abs. And you would think I'd have the flattest stomach in the world and still have yet to conquer that. But the last few minutes of it are very, very difficult, and it really crunches you. But anyway, I got done with the exercise, and it's like, where did I go? I just disappear. And I know it's sometimes I feel like I'm 6 inches above the earth. I can't remember the normal physical world things. This is what's happening with you.
Yeah.
You're rising in frequency, and we grab that frequency from these full moons and eclipses and all this stuff that goes on every other day. And it takes time for that high frequency to integrate into the physical body. So make sure you're eating well, because you're creating cells every day and that energy is in the cells. Make sure you're getting help with your alignment, whether it's yoga or a good chiropractor. That'll be very beneficial to you. And I don't have the patience for yoga, but I do go to the chiropractor every 3 weeks. And it does,
I do yoga.
Get off the table.
I'm
like,
neglecting
oh, good.
It. I do it.
Yeah, and it's time. I get off the table and it's like, oh, energy's flowing. Cool, you know. It's like, this is good. I can literally feel it. And it really does help. And so focusing on the physical body while you're going through all these spiritual changes, it helps you stay in present moment. And that's one of the lessons that highly spiritual people like you have to learn, that the physical body needs to be taken care of at a high, high level these days, because the higher the frequency, the more alkali the body has to be and the healthier it has to be. Now, for those people out there, you can hold the higher frequency in a unhealthy physical body, but it'll make you more unhealthy. And who wants to do that? Jeez, we showed up here at this time to take this energy, and you've done a marvelous job, my dear. And I want to have fun with it, you know. So this is, every day is just about your joy. Every day it's about being right there. And even though the situation that you're in may not have the perfection of the vision you have, it doesn't matter. It's all being created. And then once we understand, and you understand that you're exactly where you're supposed to be, high five and an atta girl from the angels, then it becomes perfect. And that is, this is a part of your journey. Have fun
that
with
makes
it. Fun. Laugh, and you got great energy. Go, girl.
Thank you. Thanks very
all
much.
All right, take care, and thanks for holding. Take care.
Take care, bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. We're running a little over, but I want to make sure I got everybody. It looks like I got everybody. You know, y'all validate me and my purpose for doing this radio show. And when I showed up on Sunday at the Psychic Fair, it was nonstop people. We had to turn people away. Talk about, because sometimes, you know, I'm here in this little house in the middle of national forest, surrounded by, you know, the Mother Nature, and you think that ego pops up, and it's like, am I on the right path? So thank you. You all validated that for me today, and I'm very, very grateful. So a marvelous week to you all. I'll be back next Thursday. And blessings. Be in the moment. Enjoy today. Bless it. Take care. Bye-bye.